Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yes.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com. The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. And one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching had on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating. Now, back with more.
Are you ready? More
of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com. The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of drowning.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Folks, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, Don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You've cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as part of your foreign policy experience. What did you mean by that?
That Alaska has a very narrow maritime border between a foreign country, Russia, and on our other side, the land boundary that we have with Canada. It's funny that a comment like that was kind of made to, reporters.
Mocked.
Yeah, mocked, I guess that's the word, yeah.
Well, explain to me why that enhances your foreign policy credentials.
Well, it certainly does, because our next-door neighbors are foreign countries. They're in the state that I am the executive of. And
have you ever been
Russia.
Involved with any negotiations, for example, with the Russians?
We have trade missions back and forth. We do. It's very important when you consider even national security issues with Russia, as Putin rears his head and comes into the airspace of the United States of America, where do they go? It's Alaska. It's just right over the border. It is from Alaska that we send those out to make sure that an eye is being kept on this very powerful nation, Russia, because they are right there. They are right next to our state.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Ron Kelly's show. It's Sunday. It's Mother's Day 2014. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much. Okay, we're back on the air. I was off the air. I'm talking to myself. All right, we're back on the air. And the phone number here is 347-426-3214, 347-426-3214. I'm going to get away from this Blog Talk Radio someday. Someday I'm going to be free of this nonsense on Blog Talk Radio. In any case, so race relations right now are really, really bad. And these police killings, et cetera, haven't made things any better. You know, hasn't made things any better. But I want to thank people who called in. I wish I could have got a hold of you. I'm going to find out what's going on with this phone system. I should have been able to answer your calls. But thank you for the people callers who did call in. As we talk about race relations in America and, the Freddie Gray case and others, you know, so it's a sad statement, you know, because you have a lot of folks who think that race relations are fine and, you know, people on LinkedIn who get at me and say, oh, well, you know, my world is race-free. And really? You know, and again, like I said, just because I'm not a murderer, but that doesn't mean there's no murderers out there. You know, I'm not bigoted. I mean, I have nothing against white people. I let everybody know, you know, first and foremost, I don't have anything against white folks. You know, they're entitled to their opinion the same way we are. You know, but now, I have nothing against them personally as people, but their thinking is flawed because, you know, you have people dying. How could it not be racial when only black people are dying? You don't see Mexicans, Puerto Rican, you know, Hispanics, Jews, Asians, Native Americans. They're not dying on the streets of America the way we are. No, they're not dying. It's just us. Black folks. So how could it not be racial? You got black folks dying and white cops pulling the trigger. And ironically enough, we all mourn the loss. I believe that Brian Moore, who was shot on duty. in Queens, died, shot in the face, and died sometime later. And the funeral, the Waking funeral, was held last week, and we all mourn that loss. Nobody wants to see police officers die. Nobody wants to see police officers die, but you know, but they talk about these police officers in the eulogies, et cetera, et cetera. They talk about these police officers like they were God's gift. They were sent from heaven above. Now, in response to that, I say, well, you know, I appreciate what the police officers do. It's a tough job. Many of them commit suicide on duty or after they retire. You know, it's a stressful job because you only see the worst of society. And I applaud anybody who wants to go out there with the uniform, especially in New York. You know, so we mourn the loss of any police officer because we need, this isn't a, you know, an indictment against police. I don't dislike police. I'm glad they, you know, I mean, they're not that much of a deterrent of crime anymore, but, you know, we still need to have them around. We still need to have somebody respond when something goes wrong. So, yeah, you want to have them around, sure. I don't want to see any police officer die, you know. The two police officers who were killed last year, just before Christmas. You know, and then people are saying, well, why aren't the Baltimore protesters protesting against police officers dying? Now, it's a whole different thing. That's a whole different thing. You know, that's a whole different scenario. You know, that's something that's totally different because you have police officers going to the job knowing that they could die. That's how they go into the job knowing they can die. You know, that's part of the job. The danger of being a police officer. You never know who's going to stick that gun out the window on a traffic stop. So for people to, it's all, you know, that's just rhetoric and hyperbole. That's what that is. Expecting Baltimore protesters to go out and protest because a police officer got killed. First of all, that was a random act. That's not something that, you know, that wasn't systemic. It's a random act. That man, you know, decided that he wanted to shoot that cop and he shot him. How will he protest against what? There's nothing. What were you going to protest against? That was a random act. You know, nobody, we don't condone officers being killed. We don't condone that. But, I mean, come on. It's a whole different thing. You know, we mourn in our own way. I know I certainly do. I don't want to see an officer kill a young man, 25 years old, get shot in the face by some creep who decided that he didn't want to go to jail. I mean, you know, and they didn't shoot him. That's a shock. He didn't get shot. You know, we all, and I probably could speak for many black people who don't want to see cops get killed. It's only the ones who, you know, it's only the people who, the radicals on black people, there's radicals, just like there's radicals in the GOP and the conservative radicals who don't care either way. Nobody wants to see anybody die. And hopefully at some point, racial relations will get better in the United States of America. But in any case, everybody, thank you so much for joining me today. On the Ron Kelly Show. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers, and for all you do, we, you know, can't thank you enough for all you do. The pain you go through to bring us in the world, and some of the pain we visit on you afterward, we may not grow up the way you expected us to. But we thank all the mothers. Appreciate you, and Mother's Day is all year round. All right, we're going to break out of here. Thank you so much. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, have a great week, and we'll see you then.